That, hey, Willie, you tore that thing from not playing ball, dude. You tore it from reeling in those big fish out in the ocean.
He tore it from chasing all those women. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main bowl facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We all know the ladies' man right there. Right there. There he is. Big Money Diesel. There he is. The Masters over there talking to one of the Chicago Bears all-pro defensive ends. And here he comes right now. We all know the Master Bub. Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing really good so far. So far, it's been a pretty solid day here at BEM. Has been a little chilly this past week or so down here in South Florida. Cold in the morning, but by the afternoon, it is back up in the 75-80 range. So we are having great weather. Right now, it's about to go from the sweaters to the short sleeve. Don't know how, even in 50 degrees, I'm still sweating, but that's just how I roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you visit us for all of our online apparel, accessories, 19,000 parts online for sale. American Racing, Wheel Pros, Nitto Tires, Extreme Dimensions, Borla Exhaust, Steeda Autosports. It's all out there. Steeda Autosports, big shout out to our guys there.
Yeah, but you know what's really strange? So our web developer, right, last night, Kyle Dugan was out there, and I literally get emails coming through because, as you know, with the thousands of sales that we are doing on the site, they do go to our orders email address, right? So I have that one linked into my phone, which I probably need to turn off the notifications. Really annoying with that many notifications coming in about Joe Schmo in Montana and this clown over here in Fort Myers and this guy over here. Dude, way too many emails, right? So I get a notification last night that Kyle Dugan is out buying product from our own site.
That's our crew here. That's our crew here.
I was like, bro, you could have got those things at wholesale pricing if you would have just ordered them from the front desk.
Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose in Abacoa, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, the Outlaws and the Outlaws, January 14th. Big event. We will
be
there. The 14th of December is men's
night,
which is tomorrow night. There is going to be free alcohol over there. The most fantastic boutique in the world. Go to Miss Outlaw Boutique, ladies and gentlemen. MissOutlawBoutique.com, 561-660-6695. The stunning supermodel, Layla Von Athey, and her mom, Miss Robin, will be there. Guys, you drink for free tomorrow night, 6 to 9. Turbinetics are Power Adders done Bubba style. Monster Energy is energy done Bubba style as well. The new Palm Beach International Raceway that'll be home to the 405 and 561 crew. We love those guys. Hey, big shout out to Renegade Fuels, Bub. Come on, Renegade Race Fuels, man. They're coming on strong. And Sitco's going to be talking a little bit to us later on today. But big things coming out of this thing.
Yeah, man, we've got a lot of crazy things going on. As you know, SEMA 17 was, super banner week for us. That was starting actually this past SEMA was on the 31st, which was Halloween, as everyone knows, of October. That was a starting day. So everybody was walking around the convention center with masks on. You never know who was who.
Unfortunately, Bub was walking around with no clothes on, ladies and gentlemen.
It's all about whatever costume you want to wear, bro.
But the only thing you had on was that court jester's hat.
Yeah, and I looked really good, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah, so what's wrong with that?
No, Greg is saying no, it did not look so good. It didn't, did it, Greg?
Listen, let's...
Horrendous.
Let's let all the social media pics speak for themselves,
okay? That's correct, Bob.
Because it looked good.
That's right.
So I'll tell you what, man. SEMA 17 was awesome for BEM. We had a lot of great exposure out there. The SEMA S550 just rocked the industry, laying down 603 rear-wheel horsepower on a stock block EcoBoost motor, 2.3 four-cylinder. Pretty solid numbers coming out of that thing, man. And again, in today's world, 600 horsepower, fairly basic. You know, when you think about, like, Z06s come with it, Audis come with it. Lamborghinis, I mean, that's a basic number anymore in today's world. The new Hellcat's breaking that number all day long. The Demon way breaking that number. So many cars out there that are pushing that number. But coming out of a four-cylinder that still pulls 25-plus miles to the gallon, that's a pretty respectable number, plus that power-to-weight ratio. It's a lot of fun cruising that thing. But we did get from that four contracted builds right out of the gate at SEMA 17. While we were there, we were signing docs on the builds for SEMA 18. From that, it has evolved even deeper to now doing a lot of crazy things with the guys from the 405, the true small tire legends that came out of the Street Outlaws. So there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes. You're gonna have to stay tuned to see what's coming.
It's gonna be crazy, Bub.
Yep.
Right behind us here is the Legends car, Wayne Varley, who is the godfather of small tire backroads Americana racing, man.
Yeah.
And you are getting into this motor. You're starting to get your ideas together here. Turbinetics is going to be an intricate build piece of all of these things. The 405 crew is going to be in town with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team on January 12th, 13th, and 14th, we will see everybody not only here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and you can meet us and all of the 405 boys in person. Ladies and gentlemen, the 405 boys are not what you saw so much on Discovery's Street Outlaws. They're very different. These boys are very family-oriented. They're full of all kinds of freedom, spirit. They're happy guys. They're not about all the fighting and the drama. That's really not who they are, and you're going to see a lot of great stuff coming out of that, Bub.
Yeah, man, it's you know, it's a great group of guys. You know, we've got a lot of stuff, like I mentioned, going on behind the scenes with some of the builds that we're doing right here at BEM in the 561 South Florida. Beautiful weather here right now. The cars from the 405 have already started arriving. As you can see, Wayne Varley's the gold car sitting behind us. We've got Brian Gody, Bo Testner's Box Nova sitting out front.
We filmed with Bo's car yesterday.
We've got a lot of crazy things that are coming in. We've got Travis Santa Cruz's car rolling
in. You and him are going to be putting the suspension under that.
I think we've also got a vet coming in as well. So there are so many rides that are just rolling through the doors here at BEM, and it is going to be an all-out adrenaline-packed show that is going to be put on at the new PBIR that is in January. So stay tuned for all of those details to come on the social media. If you do hit our website, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, whatever link of social media you guys do choose to run with, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, they're all there. Scroll down our page. You can subscribe to them. And anything that we do here goes live in your pocket on the spot.
Bub, grab those shout-outs over there.
Yeah, man. So we've got Anthony. He's out there. Got to pay the bills. Good morning, guys. We've got Brian Lawson,
Brian Luftwaffe.
Good morning. Brian Gody, Bo Testner. Morning, girls.
Thank you.
Sup, B? James, what up? And Donna Testner, sup?
Hey, Bub, we're talking a little bit today about we may be getting a our personal...
Dude, come on, smell me. What? No chance.
Our personal assistant
Tell
is
me how
up
good
in
that
New York.
Smells.
We're going to talk about that if he chimes in here shortly. Bub, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the unethical immorality of...
Wait a second. Yo, why do you have like a 2-inch long pubic hair coming out of your ear?
Because...
Look at this.
I had a penis attached to my ear.
Can we get a shot on this? Can we get this right here? I can... Come on. Why do you... That's disgusting.
If I had a penis attached to my ear, would that mean I'm a dickhead?
It would.
Good morning to Mark Hoffman, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track driver.
That's
we'll
right.
Be seeing him. Oh, he's loving big money. Hey, money, monster. He said hi. Mark said hi, baby.
All right, so
Bub, we're going to talk a little bit about immorality in the industry.
Wait,
here.
No chance. No, let's just move past that. What else?
The attorneys are watching, Bub.
Listen, I don't want to hit anybody right between the knees because we do that all the time anyways. But I'll tell you what, man. Let's just talk about the fact that these Mustangs, one Fox body, one S550. Let's talk about why are there turbos on the table, two different classes. What are they going to do with these cars?
So the owner of this vehicle, ladies and gentlemen, took it to a local quote-unquote speed shop that had knowledge about what they were doing. You can have this kind of knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, and build true horsepower and true reliability that'll make 5-second passes down the track. Or you can take this car that is a 15 S550. You're going to hear the gasps around the world. This client, ladies and gentlemen, took it to a local South Florida quote-unquote professional motorsports place, Bub?
Yeah, I would just move on from it. The professional fact of the matter is it's, just another, it's another facility in the area.
Okay.
But they did a build to it, and listen, bro, you shouldn't be three motors into a build.
Three motors into a build, ladies and gentlemen.
On a brand new car.
On a brand new car that has, let's see, Shannon says diesel is cuter than both of you. Of course.
Come on, no chance,
yep,
Shannon.
How about that?
You
ladies
know
and gentlemen,
this, is
this car has had three motors put in it by the same or built by it, by the same company, a transmission put into the thing. It was brought to you, Bub, based on the SEMA car that was seen on the TV show. When you pulled into this vehicle, one of the things that they said to you is that they couldn't get beyond 17 pounds of boost. You immediately looked at the client and said, it's more than that coming out of the factory. And he said he was only getting 290 pounds of horsepower. You started laughing so hard that you about fell out of your chair.
Well, I try not to insult anybody, as you know. I let the work speak for itself. Everything that rolls out of BEM, whether it be just the way it looks, whether it be the way it functions, whether it be the wheel and tire combo, the stance, everybody knows BEM as the stance kings because we can set some stuff super, super tight and it looks really hot and aggressive. But everything we do here that rolls out of BEM not only looks top-notch, but is fully functional. And, you know, when you're working with something like these new S550s, for example, when you're working with these EcoBoost motors, it's a little easier when you're working on, say, like the factory GTs, where you're putting on long tube headers, you're putting on maybe catless off-road downpipes or X-pipes. Maybe you're doing exhaust systems, full header bag. Maybe you're just doing a cat back, some easy bolt-ons. It's easy to grab handheld tuners off the shelf, tune the car. You get really nice gains, 40, 50 horsepower gains, and they run really strong. They're really fun for the average client. But when you start working to things that are forced induction, that's a totally different animal. You are working with power adders that are literally forcing air into the motor, whether it be supercharger or a turbocharger. You're working with two different variables. You've got to know how to tune those things. And these EcoBoosts are literally almost piggybacked in the way that there are limiters on everything. So when you start working with heavier pounds of boost, more airflow velocity, you start increasing all of that flow. These fuel systems, a lot of people think that these fuel systems flatline and they're like, okay, you've got to run auxiliary fuel systems over, 400 horsepower. It's not true, guys. You can get these EcoBoosts to that 515, 520 mark all day long on stock fuel systems. It's not hard to do. These cars come running super rich from the factory. You can test that theory by going and driving one at your local dealership. You can see how rich they run. Naturally, these cars have a lot of expansion room in that fuel delivery, especially when you go from, say, the factory 300 horsepower range all the way up to that 500 mark. That's a pretty big jump on a guy that's driving a street-driven car. That's typically a 40% increase. A lot of guys can get that, and it's easy to do as long as you know what you're doing. This company had a little bit of bouncing around. I don't know what the full story is, but the fact of the matter is, three motors in, multiple turbocharger swaps. That's not the way the system should go. You can build these things out of the gate, and that is exactly what we are going to do here with Precision's brand new 2.3 EcoBoost turbocharger. You take it out of the box, capable of 520 rear wheel horsepower with complementing bolts on in terms of the charge pipes. You've got to have the correct blow off valves so it can handle the boost pressure. You've got to have the correct size intercoolers on it. This one here from Mishimoto, capable of 550. So this setup will be all matched. We will be completely tuning this car to pull an easy 500 plus at the rear tire without blowing the motor apart for the fourth time.
Bo, by the way, I just responded to your question. Brian Goody Bo just said, was that company in the 405 location? No, I just sent it.
I think that says LOL.
Location.
LOL.
LOC, location. In the 405, LOL. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason I answer that I know we've got millions of people around the world watching the show. I'm on a group chat with all the 405 boys, and they are such technically savvy people, they're asking who did it. I just sent that 405 crew to you, who the shop was. Shannon says, that's because, I've got goo on me like you do on your arm, bro. How about that? Was a long time ago. Wayne Varley, the godfather and legend of small tire racing right there. Brian Tester says, we got that one. Mark Hoffman says, and did each turbo have the paw of approval by Big Money? Yes, in fact, it did. These cars both look fairly familiar. Laughing aloud. LOL. How about that? So, Bob, when you got into this thing, one of the things you noticed is there was oil inside the intercooler piping. You also noticed there was oil.
That's a mess, man.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not good with this stuff. There's two other pipes. There's a hot charge.
You have a hot and a cold charge pipe. That's hot, either pre or post intercooler.
Pre or post intercooler. Yeah. Okay. You noticed that there was oil in there as well. You started digging around. You found that somehow they had broken the dog ear off of one of the mounting points in the motor. They tried to use silicone to seal the motor right there. And the oil leak, I don't know if my production team can show me. Greg, do you know where that catch can was? We'll show you, ladies and gentlemen. This is the quality of work. Thank you, Greg. This is the quality of work that's coming out of some of these facilities. And Bub can explain to you exactly, while I hold it up, exactly what took place here, Bub. Now, keep in mind, this client is $30,000 in the hole with this company.
On top of the car, that was like, 30. It was a loaded package, so it was a premium originally. So factory leather, factory nav, it's got all the good stuff in it. So the car was, 32, 34 out the door, so 60-plus into a car. At that point, this client could have literally bought a brand new Roush for that same exact price, and he would have been way better off than what he's working with right now. And now we're stuck in the position of, how do you address a client and say, listen, all your money's basically wasted, essentially. You're literally pouring out quarts of oil on the ground. He's literally pouring out a quart of oil on the ground in this thing just from the fact that there's so many oil leaks on a car that, come on, this thing has 1,000 miles on the motor. This thing should not be leaking, dripping, smoking, nothing.
And, Bub, when you got into the motor, one of the things you found that was a throwing motor, I don't know what this part is, you're going to have to help me. This piece here, I can tell you, this pipe, ladies and gentlemen, is just a hard plastic pipe. It was leaned on and snapped off. Okay, now, Bub, what is this I have in my hand?
All right, so you're actually working with the crankcase breather. So just like a PCB system, This is a small catch can. That one's from JLT. These are all great companies and products that were put on this car. So for example, this thing was built off of MA Performance's Precision Turbo. Pretty solid setup. Those kits are capable of gaining 40 to 50% increase on horsepower if installed properly. No chance was it installed properly. Same thing with this. JLT is a great company, billet aluminum. Catch cans are typically meant for what you have as like blow by, right?
So a catch can means what?
So anytime, especially in like forced applications, you create more crankcase pressure because you are forcing air into the motor. Sometimes you get more pressure down in the lower end, just depending on your ring gap. A lot of components will take place, and that will change how much oil you have that blows by to the upper end of the motor. You can catch some of that with any catch can out there.
Is that why we see some turbo applications smoking?
Some will smoke really bad. Yeah, some will smoke really bad depending on what systems are running. A lot of people don't run catch cans. There are great companies out there. My personal preference is Mishimoto has a great catch can for these S550 EcoBoost. They're direct fit. They bolt right on. They send you all the hoses and couplers to literally plug them in. It's plug and play. You unscrew the bottom of it every oil change, every 3,000 miles, and you drain that sucker out, and it's done. It catches every drop of oil. Typically, you get, if your system's built right, probably about an ounce of oil every 3,000 miles. That's really not that much. But if it were washing out the cylinders and getting on the plugs and getting out your exhaust system, it is disgusting looking and runs super crappy.
Well, even
we have a comment. Sir.
And also the catch can part of that wasn't even attached.
Okay, and that's where we were going to go. Exactly. The legend says Jesus. Yes, I agree. So, Bub, here we are. This client's in about 50 grand into this car, 30 grand in the motor builds and everything. Literally shows up, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday to pull the job from us. The owner was in tears. She's a single mom. She was letting her son build this car as it was. Her son was trying to understand it. After we got off the air from the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast on Saturday, I literally sat down and talked with them for about 3.5 hours. Even though I had things to do, I feel like I have a responsibility to the community, especially single moms with sons like that. We want to be good mentors, Bub. We're not even open on Saturdays. When you got inside this motor, you found this, Bub.
Yeah, so this was actually the catch can that was attached in the valve cover, the upper portion of the valve cover on the top end of this EcoBoost motor. So this thing, literally, the can was completely unscrewed. Now, chances of that vibrating off, probably not, because typically those have an O-ring at the top and they do hold pretty snug once they are tightened on. On top of that, as you can see, the fitting's completely snapped off the other side. So all of this oil was just blowing out all over the side of the motor. It was on the side of the turbo. It was all over the exhaust downpipe. It was making a complete mess. The car was smoking, leaking, dripping, blowing all of it out. Disgusting, right? No way that any client wants to run their car. It just causes not only for a dissatisfied customer, but also it's alarming. When you're driving your car and then this just randomly out of the blue happens, it's shocking. You don't know what to do. You don't know if you should pull over, if you should keep driving. You know, that panic factor that comes in, right? So all of these little things add up to just somebody that's super pissed off. They've got a lot of money into the car. So now it's down here at BEM. We are going to take this thing and go way over the top with it to make sure that this client goes back out on the road and not only is super satisfied with his car, but also reps BEM really well for what we are. We are going to make sure everybody knows we had the very first with that EcoBoost Precision Turbo that was bolt-on out of the box. We are going to install that on this ride, and it's going to be insane. When he goes out and literally is shredding these tires on this, well, already rebuilt transmission again.
Yep.
Shouldn't have been. But I'll tell you what, man, when he's shredding those tires, first, second, third gear, this thing right now, literally you can't pull out into traffic in it.
You can't. And Bub, one of the things that you noted on it, you were looking at the tune. They had three different tunes kind of overlapping each other inside of there. People don't understand what that means. I tried to sit down and explain that to them as well, especially when you were only pushing a little over 200 horsepower out of this motor when it came in. The owner of this car, very upset. Drove 45 minutes back up here to take the car out and said, I don't want to put any more money into it. I gently and softly pulled the roll back. She came in with another gentleman who's very connected in the motorsports industry. And he sat there and said, after I showed every piece of the puzzle to him, he said, these guys know what they're doing. Leave the car here. What Bub and I did, agreed upon a very low number. We basically said, you cover the parts, little bit of labor on this thing. And we referred them to legal counsel. They are currently with that legal counsel right now, talking to them about this. The owner should be going back after all of their money plus inconveniences and everything. If we did this right, ladies and gentlemen, remember, we reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner every day. If we did this right, the client should only come out at the end of this, outside of all the inconveniences they've had. This car was off the road 15 months, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a long time, dude.
15 months. By the time we come out of this thing, they should only owe us the money that they paid. They'll get all of their money back, which will mean they made out in the end because we charged them significantly less than what it would have really cost anyways.
Yeah, it's, I mean, with stuff like this, it's nothing more than just knowing what you're doing. So, listen, it's with stuff like this, right? So we all know that, you know, listen, there's a lot of other, these EcoBoost 2.3s have been out since 15. That's when the S550 2.3 liter came out. They were great cars. They are great cars. They're still building them into 18. They are still building them further. They are not discontinuing the setup because it is so strong. It's economical, but it also there's a marketplace out there in terms of aftermarket add-ons that make these cars powerful, fun for the guys that maybe want something on that economical side, but want the power of a nice V8. Maybe they don't want to go crazy fast, but they do want some of that nice pull-on power. These things are pretty fun. I think factory they're at like a 330, 410 was horse and foot pounds. That's coming out of those EcoBoosts. That's pretty respectable numbers on a stock four-cylinder. That's before you even open them up or do tuning to them. Handheld tuners, there's a lot of guys out there that use, for example, man, you can do like an SCT handheld tuner, an X4. You can do a cold air intake. You can buy these power packages. Even on our website, BEM, you can buy these power packages that are cold air intake, SCT, X4 tuner, and those things are literally going to get you 40-plus horsepower and 100-plus foot-pounds of torque. Guys, that's not a lie. That's just straight proven. That's opening these cars up and letting them work.
Let them breathe.
You're working with boosted cars. They need to breathe. The more they breathe, the more that turbo spools, and the more they run. Now, can that be a downside? Yes, because as everybody knows, we pushed the limit on that S550, the factory Honeywell turbo. We pushed that limit to a point where we literally had to open the wastegate wide open. Well, essentially shut it, keep it shut, so that we could push that thing as far as we could. They typically only pull about 26 pounds of boost, and that's all those turbos are going to do before it starts sounding like a jet engine.
So, Lewin Hayden, our good friend out there from Ozark, Missouri. Lewin, how are you, my friend? Lewin says, great job, Bubba. Goody Bo, Brian Tester, you know him as Goody Bo. We know him as Bo in the family. He says, how does Bubba fit in those cars? Bo, it's not easy. He's like you.
Come on, dude. Lewin responded with Vaseline.
Lewin responds with Vaseline. Anthony Mattis, who is the legend's son out there, nothing worse than mopping up someone else's mess. It's not even that, and you're absolutely right, Tony. It's absolutely that. But how about the immorality of having screwed somebody so badly?
You know what the hard part is, too, is that puts a bad name on the client for all builders in the industry. So people that we haven't even met, say first-time clients, this was almost similar situation. So first-time client, they knew of us because they knew the quality of work that we had built, but they had been by this other company's side for, well, probably the duration of the build, which is 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So, listen, the hard part is when you're trying to make a sale to somebody that was just burned on the exact same sale. That's really the worst case scenario because you're getting told the exact same story. Now it's just about whether or not the client feels comfortable and trusts you enough to say, you know what, I'm going to roll the dice.
But they did it again. They did it twice. They screwed the client. Not once, but twice, knowing it was a female and her under-knowledge son. And when we spoke to him on Saturday, he sat there and soaked that knowledge in like a sponge, bub.
Yeah, he's pretty knowledgeable. And, you know, it's a lot of these guys that run these cars, they go out there and they want to learn. I mean, some people may just be dummies. They may just buy the car. They know nothing about it, but it's not that hard to get out. Sometimes get yourself in the wrong area by going out to forums and reading other crap and, like, seeing this and seeing that, because everybody will steer you in the wrong direction. If you want to know the best stuff, go straight to the source. Go straight to, for example, Precision Turbo site. If you want to learn about that turbocharger, go straight to their
site.
That's
all you do is study too, bub.
You can find the tech specs on it. You can find out what it's going to do, how it's designed, how it's going to work, how is it going to benefit you, what the end goal is going to be. You can find out all that information. You can go out and look at, you know, SCT for handheld tuners. By the way, we are not sponsored by SCT. I feel like we should be after this product promo I've done for them here about 5 times. At least I haven't mentioned ball sack at all.
That's it. No ball sacks today. Goody Bo says they make enough power to pull a crowd with them with them when leaving Cars and Coffee. Right on. The Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee. I'm hoping the 405 boys will be back here at that time. We may be doing some filming. James, who is our LLC business partner, is saying, laughing out loud, that's messed up, bro. Yeah, James, it is. James and I have a lot of backdoor conversations off the air, bub, as you know, because there's always kind of business stuff going on. And James and I are on the phone literally constantly. About 15 hours a day, and James is like we are. He's all about nothing short of quality, quality, quality.
Well, it's got to be quality. I mean, sometimes you got to take the time. You have to do things right. Sometimes to do them right, it takes a little bit longer. But you want to do them one time. You want to just, you know, shoot that job straight. You know, we were discussing it with our upholsterer this morning, Greg. He's doing some crazy builds right now, and it's literally, he was actually doing custom upholstery for a set of very high-end client RV seats, right?
Yes.
He literally took these things apart. They are mass production. These guys are paying $1 million+ for these custom coaches that have, I mean, 4 and 6 pop-outs with these, you know, all the crazy sliders and nav and, I mean, all the crap you can imagine, right? But these guys are paying 7+ figures for these custom coaches that are coming through here. And we literally had a set of seats that just came in yesterday. They come in, and it is poor at best. I swear, so where the headrest is, like right behind you, so in race cars where you have like a 4-point harness or something, kind of that same deal, there's just maybe like a 12-inch long, 14-inch long oval by 2.5 tall. So Greg literally pulled me aside.
Oh, I saw that too, man. He was pulling all the staples and everything, yeah.
So this whole section, overall you could probably get, I don't know, maybe like 10 staples here, maybe 15 across the top. So figure 30, 50, let's say 50 staples, realistically, 40 to 50 staples to hold all this material down, because where it rolls in, then there's a plastic trim that goes on it to hide it. So he literally showed me coming mass production on 7+ figure rides. This was horrid at best, dude. There were probably, I don't know, 200+ staples in there, and every one of them, they were like stapled sideways over top of one another.
I was back in his facility.
And then when you watch how Greg does it, it's just a perfect trim line, almost like he literally draws a line and just follows that entire line with his staples, and it's just that dead on perfect. There's no need to just do junk work, no matter what it is. But so many people don't think about down the line, is someone else ever going to get into it? Will someone else ever see the crap that I did?
Well, by the way, Bub, so everybody knows who Greg is, you don't see him very much. You will be seeing him a lot on the upcoming show. No questions about that. Greg, once Bub designed the SEMA Mustang, he handed it off to Greg. The quality of work that you saw in that Mustang, ladies and gentlemen, was done exclusively by Greg right here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. He lives, eats, and breathes this stuff. He's very big in the mini trucking arena as well. He loves this stuff. He is by far, I would say, probably one of the best between him and our buddy up there, Larry Williams, Bub. Larry Williams, I think those are two best in the industry today, period, hands down.
Yep, for sure.
Not one stitch that he makes on, and he custom makes every cover, that not one stitch fluctuates 1/16th of 1 degree.
Yeah, I mean, even later on this afternoon, he's actually getting ready to finish up one of the Miami Marlins guys. We did a custom audio enclosure in the back of the Jeep JK. And that thing's insane, dude. It's rocking a JLW7. We are not sponsored by JL, but we do only build with JL Audio products. They are, again, the top-notch best in the industry when it comes to crazy aftermarket audio systems. So we are doing a full custom enclosure for the back of a Jeep JK right now. You guys will see that on Instagram going up probably the end of this week. We've got that leather coming in today, and I'll tell you what, man, the way that Greg is stitching it and doing, you know, raised letters with, you know, 32 double D underneath of it, right? There's a whole behind-the-scenes story for that. But the way he's doing custom raised lettering in there, it's going to look insane with that white top stitch to match the ball. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be beautiful, Bub. James, our business partner, says it does. It makes us hard, and it makes it hard for those of us who are honest. And, Bub, one thing you and I are is honest, man. You got to work hard. Mark Hoffman, the BEM number 12 dirt track racer. That's part of the new idea, ladies and gentlemen. There is a race and rallies team with Gio Hammerback. There is the dirt track team with the champion, Mark Hoffman. And, of course, the world-renowned 405 boys. I'm just here to break stuff. Mark says, what, Bub?
Mark says, okay, Tom and Bub, I guess you can call me a dirty 405 racer racing a street tire for the dirt car. Let me see here.
With that being said,
let's get number 12 down to Jupiter, Florida. I have 99 days till racing starts.
Lou and hey, you, in fact, Mark, James, you and Mark need to talk. We need to get Hi-Ho Silver to pick the BEM number 12 car up and get it down here. Hi-Ho Silver is the official transport company of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and our upcoming idea. Lou and Hayden out there in Ozark, Missouri said, I'm good, thanks. Let's keep it sackless today, please. I think Bub's already inferred to the ball sack today. Lewin.
This is a true story. I did.
Absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, what we're trying to share with you here today is make sure you know the people who are working with your vehicle. Align yourself with only people who work with quality products and quality personalities. Align yourself with people who are honest, where there is integrity involved. Don't listen to doc chatter from other people who don't know. We deal with a lot of that in our position, Bub, because we are in the public's eye. And as I told somebody yesterday, all the people who like to walk around and gossip couldn't pick us out if we stood right in front of them.
No, I think I actually had that happen to me once. There was some guy that was literally saying nonsense about me. I was standing 4 feet from him.
You were about ready to lay him out?
Well, no, I just kind of got nose to nose, and I was like, bro, you know who you're talking about. He had no idea it was me. No idea it was me. He almost hit the floor.
Yeah.
Then he kindly walked away.
I know. And that's the way all the boys are with the 405 crew. They're a lot of fun. We want to remind everybody the 405 team will be here partnered up with 561 team in January, middle of January, the 14th, 15th of January. In fact, we've got people flying in their in-laws for this event, Bob.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows, my personal assistant, Bob's personal assistant, Mr. Craig Netzer, arrived in New York today he is up there delivering two of our Harleys.
He was supposed to be there yesterday.
We had an accident.
Our great friends, ladies, a lot of people don't know that one of my very closest friends, one of yours as well, are Paul Jr., our Paul Sr., and his beautiful, lovely bride, Joni, from Orange County Choppers. They are amazing people. We sent two of the bikes up to family members, two of our Harleys. We gave to family members up there. Craig dropped them off. He's picking up some stuff and bringing it back.
I think they were dropped before South Carolina.
Exactly. And Joni, I spoke to Joni this morning. Craig and Artie are meeting the Tuttles at Orange County Choppers to get a personal behind-the-scenes tour up there. That's what good people the Tuttles are, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
They are amazing people. I know they tried to show that they were fighting people. Our entire business here, ladies and gentlemen, is built around the business model of my good friend Paul Tuttle Sr. I've been a big fan of his and study of his for many, many years, and I implement that here. He will be here, ladies and gentlemen. There's a possibility he will be making an appearance with us on the 14th with the 405 boys. Let's keep that in front of us. And we want to thank the Tuttles for all their great years of television. I want to remind everybody they're coming back, aren't they, Bub?
That's right.
It's going to be big. And by the way, Junior and Mikey are with them. That's all I'm going to say. Mark Hoffman says, I might be in Florida for Cars and Coffee. Mark, you need to be here, especially on the 14th with us, so you're hanging out with the 405 crew as well. They need to get to know you as a dirt track driver. These boys are very studied. They're very researched, and they like to know all of the personalities. And they're very good boys. You'll see it's not what you see on TV. These are fun-loving, happy, technically savvy, great guys. And they're in it to have fun. I'll be in the state for Dirt Week 2018. Too bad it's now going to 2020. Our Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track driver is a little bit behind.
All right, I got to go. I got to get out of here. I got a lot of work to do. Keep on doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please make sure you visit our website for all of our online apparel and accessories for the Christmas season and the 19,000, just great parts from American Racing, Wheel Pros, Nitto Tire, Borla Exhaust, Steeda Auto, all of them. They're all available right there. The Moose is loose in Abacoa, Florida, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Robin and the beautiful, stunningly shocking Layla Von Athey, the former supermodel from the magazines and owners of Miss Outlaw Boutique, have men's night tomorrow night, 6 to 9. Old-fashioned drinks are going to be given out. I went and picked up the alcohol the other night. It's there. Mark says, deal. Right on, Mark Hoffman, the BEM number 12 dirt track driver. I picked up everything there for the ladies tomorrow night. There's going to be food there. Men, come out, shop for your ladies. It's cool. The ladies have a huge inventory of new things coming into this very unique boutique and with accessories and clothing for the big event with the 405 crew on the 13th and 14th of January. Yes, Mr. Producer. Do they have certificates for gift certificates? Good question. One of our producers did remind me that Miss Outlaw Boutique does, in fact, have gift certificates. Thank you, Mr. Producer. I appreciate that, sir. Miss Outlaw Boutique, 561-660-6695. Turbinetics Turbos, been Bubba's Power Adder for years and years. The two of them, Reggie and Bubba, have been teamed up for many, many years to bring you such special cars as the Turbinetics Concept SSX Camaro and the SEMA winning 2017. Wow, man, where does time go? BEM Mustang. Turbinetics are power adders done Bubba style. The great crew over at 405. Yes, sir, Mr. Producer. I have one from the producer coming through right now. Bunch of people. Oh, well, Robin Weigel, of course. We know who Robin is. Shannon, our office manager. How about Trey Heck? I wonder if that's Phil Heck's son up there. Trey, are you Phil's son by chance? Steve Miles, Dave Snead. Charlene Sharp Henshaw, Matthew Neal, that's enough one. Pandero de Sinaloa. I don't know. But ladies and gentlemen, the list goes on and on. How about this? Turbinakes are power adders done Bubba style. Renegade Race Fuels, you're going to be seeing a lot from them, ladies and gentlemen, as well. PBIR IR is the new PBIR. It's the hometown track of the 405-561 crew and everything that you're getting ready to see. Mr. Producer, who am I leaving out today? You caught me on a couple Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event out there. And am I leaving anything else out?
PBIR,
yes, the new PBIR. There's so many people to thank, ladies and gentlemen. I can't thank all of you enough. 405 crew, you boys are the best, man. I can't tell you how much it means to me to be part of your lives and to have you as part of my life. It's just an amazing relationship. All of you have great personalities. It's certainly not what you have been portrayed to be out there to the public eye previously. I think we're going to set about to change that now. You guys are great guys, a lot of fun. You like being out there in the public, having a good time. Let's not forget that Miss Outlaw Boutique is 6 to 9 tomorrow night. Come out and hang out with us. It's going to be a good time. Then you will be with the 405 crew and us on the 13th or 14th of January. I'll make sure that date's confirmed for you. 21st is the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full, especially those elders out there. I met a naval submariner last night. Couldn't thank him enough for his service. Imagine staying in the oppression of the dark, deep waters for most of your nautical career. I couldn't even begin to imagine it. I need to be out where the sunshine is and where it's warm. Right, Mr. Producer?
I met a guy at PBIR. He worked with the old guard in the Army.
Wow.
Took care of the horses.
Our producer met a guy out at PBIR, the new PBIR, Palm Beach International Raceway, Chris Harrison crew out there, who dealt with the old Army and the old guard, and he was dealing with the horses. They're the horses that carry the caissons. In Arlington, they are the horses that carry the caissons and everything. If you've never seen a funeral at Arlington National Cemetery, it will cheer you. My father is a retired Air Force general. He passed away last October. God rest him. And I'm a veteran as well, and I got to experience the whole military funeral. It was absolutely amazing, ladies and gentlemen. Let's keep our veterans in mind, if we can, as we move throughout our day. If somebody's hungry, ladies and gentlemen, feed them. Right there's McDonald's, right there's 7-Eleven, right there's Wendy's, there's Sitco. Jump inside there, man. $5, that's your Starbucks, ladies and gentlemen. Hook them up, man. If somebody has holes in their shoes, please buy them a pair of shoes, ladies and gentlemen. And make sure that they've got the warm. Look at my producer. He needs a pair of shoes. I'm going to throw mine right at him and hit him right in the head. Give him a pair of yours, even if they're high-heeled shoes and they're standing on the corner, ladies and gentlemen. How about that, huh? Right? Thank you for letting us into your home, ladies and gentlemen. And please remember, let's take care of these animals that God's entrusted us to. They love us. They bring us a lot of happiness. They're wonderful. They're just everything in the world you could have possibly imagined. Christ Diesel is even tattooed on me, and he's been with us since he was 9 weeks old and flew in from the breeder in California. Amazing guy. Ladies and gentlemen, until tomorrow, thank you for letting us be a part of your lives. We humbly appreciate it and keep on doing it Bubba style. Little man, you ready to eat? You want to go eat, baby? Are you hungry? You want to go have some lunch, man?